I have for you something very special today. This very thing that I'm going to play for you is how I came to Unity. You've all been wondering, I know you have. This is, it's from a prayer CD that Silent Unity put out for their 125th anniversary. And on there were a couple of songs, some affirmations from Daily Word. There was...
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Ooh, hello.
Podcast.
There was Myrtle Kathy Fillmore's granddaughter of
Beginning
I don't
of
know how many times, telling of Myrtle's healing from tuberculosis, and basically how Unity got started from that point. And there was this recording of Myrtle herself reading the Prayer of Faith. And we're going to say the Prayer of Faith as our affirmation later on. But it was written by Hannah Moore Kohas. And I'm not sure when it was written. I kept looking and looking, and I couldn't find a date. But this recording was a record. And we don't have too many recordings of Myrtle or Charles actually reading or speaking. So this is a rare find and a special one. So here is Myrtle to share the Prayer of Faith with us.
God is my help in every need. God does my every hunger feed. God walks beside me, guides my way through every moment of the day. I now am wise, I now am true, patient, kind, and loving too. All things I am can do and be through Christ the truth that is in me. God is my health. I can't be sick. God is my strength unfailing quick. God is my all. I know no fear, since God and love and truth are here. Amen.
These are powerful words. And it's called the Prayer of Faith. It starts out, God is my help in every need. We can say that. And if we know the Prayer of Faith and are familiar with it, it might be something that we say. And we just might not give it any thought after that. We say it, we're done. And that is not the way to pray, for one thing. Because we need to believe the words that we're saying. And if the Prayer of Faith doesn't work for you, find one that does, or don't use a written prayer. Just pray from your heart. In the end, that's what you got to do anyway. But this Prayer of Faith is here as a tool. God is my help in every need. God does my every hunger feed. God walks beside me, guides my way through every moment of the day. Not right now, but when I leave this room, God goes away. Maybe our awareness of our connection to God kind of misfocuses itself. It becomes a little misaligned, but it doesn't go away. So every moment of the day, I now am wise. I now am true, patient, kind, and loving too. These are things that we are because we are made in the image of God. And through faith, we know that we are these things. We don't always feel that way. But we need to know and we need to cultivate the awareness that, yes, this is who we really are. All things I am, can do, and be. Why? Through what? Because of what? Through Christ, the truth that is in me. Christ is within us. Like the little Christ child born at Christmas time, sometimes Christ is like a baby and we don't see him or feel him too much in our lives, but babies grow really fast. And so when we are consciously aware of the Christ within us and we want it to become more integrated into our lives, we need to grow that awareness. And it is through faith that we grow this. God is my health. I can't be sick. There's a big one. A lot of us have been diagnosed with things. Some of us are just feeling kind of under the weather right now. But That's right now. It's not gonna always be that way. Just because you have a diagnosis of this or that, it doesn't mean that you have to claim it and keep it as yours. God is your health. And you need to really think about that and take it into your quiet place and meditate on it for it to sink in, because otherwise you're going, God is my health. Okay, whoop-de-doo, what's next? Where's my next remedy going to come from? It's okay to have physical tools, be they medical or whatever. That's fine. But ultimately, God is your health. If you look at something from that respect, from that spiritual place that everything comes from, you don't have to do so much physical work. You can still have your tools. That's fine. But you need to come at your perceived illness from a firmer foundation. And that foundation is spirit, is faith. So God is my health. I can't be sick. God is my strength, unfailing, quick. God is my strength. You need strength? Who doesn't? God is your strength. This thing, like if you take a pill for something, that isn't your strength. It's a tool. It is a thing to hopefully jumpstart the body into doing what it's ideally meant to do. But it is not your strength. God is. And I can tell you this, and it may not mean anything, because you need to make these things, if you wish to, you need to make them real for yourself and find your own means to do that. But God is your strength, unfailing, quick. God is my all. It continues, I know no fear. No fear. When was the last time you did something and knew no fear? When Elijah jumps off that platform there, is he scared? No, he's powerful and he knows it. I know no fear. Why do I know no fear? Since God and love and truth are here. And again, it goes back to the Christ within us. God is here. Your faith is here. And whether you use this prayer or something else, faith, Charles Fillmore says that faith is the conviction of a dispenser of all things, that there is a dispenser of all things. That means that there's a big candy machine and it gives you all things. God is the dispenser of all things. We don't need to ask God or beg God for things. Charles Fillmore also says, we don't need to beg God for things. Because, and I've said this before, when we are sitting here praying, oh God, please do this, I need this, you're saying that you need something, which is saying that you lack that thing. You lack what you need, and that's why you need it. Need is lack. And so try to pray in a different manner. See the things as they already are. See yourself as already having the thing you need. If it's health that you need, and you're feeling really sick right now, I didn't say it was going to be easy. But I said, see it as if it's already done. Imagine a time, for example, when you were healthy, or when some diagnosis didn't bother you, because you didn't know. Nobody said anything about it, so who knew? Pretend nobody ever said anything about it. Pretend that you have a clean slate, because spiritually you do. Just because things are physical conditions right now doesn't mean they are solid. My hands aren't solid. They could change. I mean, they're not the same today as they were yesterday, but I can clap them and say that they are solid. They appear to be. But when I was a baby, I had little hands. And so my hands have changed. Just because something appears this way now, it doesn't have to stay that way. Unless you claim it. If you claim I have cancer, period. Okay, good. You have it. You have it why? You have it because you claimed it. You don't need to claim these things. It may have existed before. Maybe you saw all the physical evidence of this thing. But you can see new evidence anytime you want. And just because that new evidence doesn't appear overnight, don't give up your faith. Your faith is your conviction that there is a higher source that dispenses all these things. God is like a big bear hug. And the bear hug has stuff in the middle of it, or a pinata. God is a pinata. There you go. That's good. God is a pinata. And we don't have to hit God to get things. We ask. And in asking, we are not asking by begging. God, I need this. Please, I need this now. We are asking, the way that we ask, is that we see the thing we want. We see health. Even if we say, I take this cancer away from me, for instance. Okay, that's what you want, but it's still focused on the I have cancer idea. You need to focus on the idea that you want. What do you want? You want health. You want vitality. You want to be vibrant and enjoy your life. So focus on that. And say to God, God, I enjoy my life. And the reason I enjoy my life is because you are the great pinata of all things. Say that. Say whatever works for you. Because prayer is an exercise of faith. It can be a mental exercise because we have to get our minds out of the way and do it. We have to, our spirits, I think, have to convince our minds that this is the way things are. Our minds have convinced us for a long time that things weren't perfect. So now it's time for the perfect spirit to convince the mind that everything is good. And again, it's not that these things can't happen overnight. It's just that they generally don't. And if they don't, keep your faith. Whether you pray specifically, maybe you meditate, maybe you take a walk in nature, maybe you just sit down every once in a while and play with a bunch of kids. That can do a lot of good, I know. You need to cultivate an awareness and a feeling of safety. Safety of being carefree, because that's what everything is too. We need to let go of fear and let go of worrying about the stuff that appears fixed in the world that we live in. That cancer that you thought you had, it's not fixed. It's not a definite thing. It doesn't have to be there. God, in God's infiniteness, can do away with this. And it's not really a removing of that thing. It's a focus on another thing. They say that energy can't be created or destroyed, only transformed. So if you believe that, the energy of the thing is already there. The energy, the substance, is always present. But the question is, what is the substance creating right now? If you have a big ball of Play-Doh, that ball of Play-Doh is going to be there for now. It's going to be there for now. You get to choose what you make with that ball of Play-Doh. Are you going to make a house, or are you going to make a cookie? If you make a cookie, you're not focusing on the house, whose potential is still within that ball of Play-Doh. You could crumble up the cookie. Who'd want to do that? And make a house. God is the dispenser of all things. That energy is infinite. God is infinite. God's energy and spirit and love and life are infinite. You don't need to have an illness because somebody told you you do. You can have perfect health because God is health. Do you really think that God creates things to then let them be sick? I don't. I don't think God lets anybody be anything. It just so happens that we do have free will. And while saying that we choose to be sick sounds harsh, we do. Maybe not, we don't wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, I choose to be sick today. If you do, come see me. But by our thoughts and our beliefs, we are basically saying, I choose to be sick today. Now, we could blame ourselves for that. But again, I don't think that God creates us in His image so that we can blame ourselves. I really don't believe that. We can establish the awareness that, okay, some part of me chose this, but some part of me can choose health now. You still have free will, just like you did when something chose to be sick. And you can choose health now. You can choose anything you want. You can choose financial abundance. You can choose love. You can choose inner peace. And you can choose faith. You can choose not to just look at what is outside you or around you in the world. You can choose that inner substance of faith that is yours. It's yours because God made you, and you come from God, and you have all the rights that God's children have. One of those is faith. You have faith because it's yours. And you're always going to have it. Question is, do you choose to use it or not so much? If you do, good. If you don't, good, but it's your fault. And you're on your path. You're going to have days where the faith is just, you got it. You got this thing licked, man. You got all the faith in the world. But you might have other days where the faith isn't so apparent. And it's on those days that you can choose to either say, ah, to heck with it, or you can use your tools of prayer and meditation or whatever they be and reestablish your own sense of faith. It's not that it went away. It's that you temporarily stopped focusing on it. So, what do you choose? Do you choose faith